Welcome. Girl Up Aurum, a campaign of the United Nations Foundation, is honored to welcome you on The Voice of Aurum, a podcast aimed to amplify the voices of some incredible women coming from all walks of life. We at Girl Up Aurum believe that every career path, whether an artist, a musician, or a scientist, will have its mountains to climb. So let's get on this journey with your host Anushka Makhloka and get an inside scoop on how these women climbed their mountains to success. So today, to all my listeners, I want to ask you, have you ever asked yourself, should I quit my job? Or should I quit the field that I'm pursuing and do something different? If you've thought so, then I want to tell you that this is okay. These are the questions that do arise on the path of your journey, on the path of your discovery. And this is clearly what we are going to talk about in today's conversation with Krati Agarwal. She's an IIT Dhanbad pass out and started working in Infosys as a software engineer. However, soon after she realized this is not the job for her, this is not the perfect fit for her. So she left her job and decided to move ahead. At just the age of 26, she started her own agency called The Marketing Cafe and is now successfully running her own blog called The Bold Blush Blog. She continues to thrive in her career. So let's listen from her.
Okay, so my name is Krati Agarwal. I'm a business coach. I have this online marketing agency. So basically, I'm doing this for one year full time. And previously, I used to do a job in Infosys as a software engineer. So just like everyone, I did my normal graduation engineering, first 10, 12, then graduation, then I did a job, you know, Infosys. So there was no idea of such thing. When I was in college, I remember the only motive was to get a job and be financially independent. And I was focusing on that. But once after I got the job, I was exploring other things and I got upon digital marketing and I found it really amazing because first of all, it's marketing. I got attracted and then, you know, sitting home and doing work from your laptop and not going. Now that's a norm that everyone is there in their home and working from laptop. But back then it was a huge thing because we have to travel so much, you know, the whole hustling of going to the offices and everything. So I was like, how life will be so great just working from home and being a little bit introvert. I always prefer that lifestyle. So I was very happy. I was landed on blogging thing and I was very, mesmerized from the concept. So that's how I started with a blog. So basically, I have a blog also, Bold Blush Blog, where we post basic lifestyle, motivational content, day-to-day life content. So that was just a hobby, you know, I was pursuing. I was very excited to do it. And when I was doing training for my job, I was doing everything. Then slowly, gradually, I was starting content writing because with blogging, I started writing. So I was doing content writing. And because I was active on social media, I got some freelance projects also for doing content writing. So I did that also. So everything was going well and there was not any thought for me, you know, to do something. But the main thing was that I was not enjoying my job work, you know. And there was a point where I was enjoying much, you know, in my hobbies, what I'm doing and not in the job. And that made me realize that I can't, you know, do this thing full time, like my software job. And I really don't enjoy it. That was the point when I was start taking my hobby or what I was doing on the side seriously. So it took me almost a year, which you can say 2019 was the whole year when I taken my hobby freelancing seriously. And I was doing the project seriously and I was building my brand. I have started content creation and building brand on social media. So at the end of around 2019, I was like that I really need to now switch it to full time because I have to say no to so many projects where I can do so much, but because of time constraints. So then that's how it started. I just ditched my job and I switched this into full-time from 2020. And then lockdown happened. And since then, it's been amazing only because honestly, there is COVID and a lot of businesses got affected. But digital marketing and online business has been only boosted up only. So I would say for me, it's a favorable thing only and not otherwise when I switched. Like I switched into a very right time, I think.
So thank you, Krati. That was a beautiful introduction, first of all. Within a few minutes, you gave your insight to an entire life journey. And talking about the decision to leave your job, that was something really bold and something really that has a lot of taboo around it. So how was it like to start something completely new, something completely different? And when we're talking about digital marketing, back then, a lot of people didn't know about it. And I still feel there are people who don't know exactly what is digital marketing and what goes into it. So how was it like?
Yeah, I think one thing there was that I had a vision, I don't know, because back then also when I was started, I know that this is something which is going to be great in future. You know, because of COVID, I know that it has just blown up because everyone is on home and everyone needs, you know, like businesses are all also been boosted on online marketing and ads have been doubled and all. But I don't know, the back then also, I know that this is something going to be future because online or internet is only just going to be, you know, bigger than here. So why not then marketing and everything online business will also be bigger. So I had this feeling that it will gonna be bigger. But yeah, leaving job was still a big thing back then. But I think for me, what thing work out is that I was not earning very good in my job also. You know, it was a very decent job, which was just paying off my rent bills. And like I was independent. I was not a burden on anyone. But still, it was not like very affluent money that I can't leave. Because I see now people who are doing jobs with 1 lakh, 2 lakh per month. They have a lot of issues in leaving their job because their job is providing a lot of money. But for me, it was just like paying bills. And to be honest, at that time, my freelancing can only pay my bills. So I was like, there's no use of this job anymore. If I have to grow from here, I should switch into marketing only.
Right. I think, on a personal level, I think that was a perfect time because you were just getting started. And that was the perfect time to, you know, switch to something that you really wanted to do. Great. So how did you find yourself, you know, again, in the marketing or the business field? Was it something that you always had an interest in or, you know, like you mentioned, you saw something in it and then you explored it?
Yeah. So fun story, you know, like I didn't know back then, but I realized later. So when I was in college, my branch was mineral engineering. So we learned all about coal processing and the jobs was also regarding that, like Tata Steel and, you know, Coal India. These were like ideal companies for us.
Right.
Okay. But back then I was placed in a company where I was on the second, like they only took the one candidate, but I was a substitute for him. Like if he doesn't join the company, I can join the company. So I was like on the second list in that company, and he only took the one person, but there was a huge interviews happened, huge this happened, like filtering the people, and there was like a lot of people. So the company in which I got this opportunity was also regarding mineral engineering, but the job role was of, you know, like we have these big machines where coal processing happens. So we have to convince the clients, you know, to buy those machines from us. And the company has the machines. So my job role was more of like a marketing and sales, if you see. And, you know, I have interviewed so many companies in my college, but I don't get placed in my own branch. I get placed only in this company. And later on, you know, when I was doing this, I realized because back then only I have so much enthusiasm for marketing maybe. And that's why I see that job so valuable, you know, other than that, like other jobs where the work role is different. So basically, I think marketing or sales or business is something which I've already loved and enjoyed. I never realized because I have never seen a lot of things with monetary purpose. When I was in my college, I was just seeing everything with the learning process. So when I get into this job, when I get into the after this thing, into switching the career, then I realized that I have always loved this thing, but I've never realized for monetary purpose. But now when I know that I am getting paid to do this, so it's making my life more easy because I really enjoy marketing, sales, and, you know, growing businesses.
Great. Exactly. So you have been able to create a thriving business. Can you tell us more about how did you do that? How did you get started? And what are some key aspects to achieving excellency in your particular field?
Yeah. So basically, I started, with organic marketing. So basically, content and social media marketing is my jam. And I started with that. And I'm currently also focusing on that only. And that is the mostly the key purpose of my business model, if you can say. Because I think it has a lot of potential. First of all, everybody is on social media right now. Like our parents is also on Facebook now. Even I have seen other people's grandparents are coming on Facebook. Youth is already there on Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok. So like everybody in social media. So even if you have a customer, which is a human being, there is on social media. So you can sell them for sure. So I think that's why social media is great, great platform to market your products or services. And second thing is organic marketing is all about building brand, creating content and being consistent, you know. So how I do it, I just promote my services. I create valuable content regarding services and people seek a lot of value from it. And see, if in future somebody has to buy, they will always think if somebody is following me that Kriti provides already so much of free value, then what her paid services be like? Like it will be definitely much more worthy. So that is the basic main concept of organic marketing, that you are building trust through your branding. And if in future somebody has to purchase, they will definitely come to you then rather than a stranger or, you know, rather than somebody who did don't know. Basically, you build a connection and a trust from your content and marketing. So that's the number one thing of the thriving business. And if you'll ask me about the excellency thing, I think with time, with experience, you will get excellent. But the main thing is that you should always collect feedbacks and you should always try to, modify whatever you're getting feedback or whatever not working, and always working upwards direction. Like what more you can do. I have seen if you focus on improving the user experience, then definitely you will always thrive in business and you can achieve the best thing, because whatever you are doing is for them, right? And why they are coming to you, because of your products. So if you'll just improve your products and services with time, then definitely you will thrive and be excellent.
Right. These are some great tips. I'm sure our listeners can get the most out of it. Talking about opportunities, it literally translates into, you know, a favorable juncture of circumstances and a good chance for advancement or progress. It's a time when you can maximize your abilities, take your value to the project team or to your career to the next level. So how can one grab these opportunities looking at the market and make the most out of it?
See, previously I used to think a lot about opportunities, but now I think, even it's okay if you don't grab every opportunity. But I think if you're saying yes to things, you should really own them. And you should be 100% sure if you're doing something or if you're saying yes to it, because whatever then happens, you have to deal with it. Till the time you're saying no, it's okay, don't do it. If you even have 1% doubt, I will never say anyone to just for the sake of opportunity go and do it. But if you have decided and if you are saying yes to something, then you have to own it and do it. So when it comes to opportunities, you will always get a lot of opportunities, and maybe there will be a time when you will don't get anything for like months, you know. But when you are into something, when you have taken the responsibility, then you have to deal with every ups and downs of it. Then you have to, sticking with that to the end. So that's the main thing about opportunity, that if you want to make the most out of the opportunity, then you have to stick to it till the end. It's not like that you have just started something, like if you've started a project and you just quitting in 2 days or in a week because, you know, something happened. And I can tell this with the experience. In my past, there was a lot of clients where, you know, like they were not that much flexible or that much comfortable. And I was like also the same in the same way. So the project didn't get much work out, you know. But now I know that clients are different people. They are, you know, they will be behaving like this. But because I'm a business owner of my company, I have to see how I can deal with them, how I can make their life easy and not difficult by throwing my own tantrums. So now I know that even if a client has a problem or has an issue, it's my problem to solve it. It can be anything. Like client can have any problem. So I think with that, with experience only, I have also learned, because I have also made a lot of mistakes. But definitely for opportunity, I would say that you say no to a ton of them, but if you say yes to even one, then you have to stick to it.
Right. I think that's a beautiful perception of, you know, a business and a client relationship. Tell us more about, you know, what factors or what makes one a good business and a mindset coach?
So, see, a good business and mindset coach, I think, first of all, a good coach is someone who doesn't teach you something or who doesn't tell you that 1 + 1 = 2. Who guides you or who bring out more questioning into yourself so you yourself can find your answers, you know. Coach is just there to give you the tools, not give you the answers. Like if you'll ask me, you know, where is New York? I will give you the map. I will not take you to the New York. I'm not, you know, coach has not that to do, that they will give you all the answers, because that is just, I think that is more consultant or more of a person who you are just seeking answers. But the purpose or the work of the coach is to make you independent, is to make you the best version of yourself, which you can only become if you have answers by yourself. And guiding you and giving you that tools is basically a good coach. So number one thing is that about the coach. Now, when it comes to business and mindset coach, definitely someone who is giving you all the tools to have that clarity that you can run a business by yourself, or to have that mindset clarity with the all the thoughts of limiting beliefs, or, you know, there are so many thoughts we have all this in our head. But if you have clarity of things beforehand only, it will really ease your life. So good coaches, good business or mindset coach is someone who can help you to give you the tools so you can find the answers by yourself, and you become more confident, more stronger with their presence. I don't want a person to be dependent on me after they leave the coaching program. I want when someone leave my coaching program, like finish it, they should be confident and independent of their own of running their business.
Exactly. So moving on, as a woman who's leading such a successful venture, one faces a lot of backlash and criticism. And by backlash and criticism here, I mean is that because you're a business and a mindset coach who is a woman, some people might not choose to take your services, which is really disappointing. So how do you deal with it, and what advice would you like to give to other women?
Yeah. See, I think it's a human nature also. See, it's very hard to accept unconventional things, you know. Even exactly. Maybe something is conventional for me and not good for my family, just consider. But maybe there's something in future which even I also find it very uncomfortable, you know. I'll just tell you as an example and not as a joke. So me and my roommate, we are very open-minded people, like my college roommate. We are best friends also. So we are like very, very open-minded compared to a lot of people around us. So there was a point when I just asked her that, you know, what will you do if your, you know, children will be transgender? And she literally has no clue. She was clueless. She was like, I don't know, like, it's very tough to, you know. But I was like, yeah, you to so open-minded. How can you think like that? Because honestly, like, we are so open-minded. But when it comes to that thing, she also was becoming blank. So I just compare in that way. Like, for my parents and for my sister, what I was doing is something new and they can't digest. Similarly, you know, for us also, there will be something else. So same thing happen on social media. If we put out a thought or if we do something which people don't agree or criticize because it's new to them, they can't, they have never seen that. They are seeing that something new is happening which they are not liking because it's, you know, against the norms, or maybe it's just not happening on day-to-day thing.
Exactly.
So I think that much is okay. Then another thing is about criticism is I always appreciate good criticism. You know, if somebody is criticizing my work, it's helping me in the growth only. Even I've heard like positive criticism is like one good quality of the growth. If you are taking criticism and if you're applying it, then it's good for your growth. So that way, though, it's have no problem. But the third thing which comes to hate, that I really don't give any energy to, because if somebody is hating on me, then they definitely don't have any other job in their life. So I don't give my time and energy on that. I just consider on criticism, and I just consider if someone having a lot of problem with what I'm doing, I try to tell them or explain them, because I don't want that they shouldn't be, you know, acknowledged with these things. Otherwise, they will never know what's happening new. So yeah.
Right, exactly. So in the initial phase of any new venture, and it could be something as basic as a start of a semester year, you know, one is really pumped up and motivated and really persistent about achieving those goals. But eventually you land in a phase of self-doubt and or having second thoughts, mostly because things are not working out the way you might have thought it might have worked out. So have you ever experienced it, and how to overcome or deal with it?
So definitely in initial journey, everybody experienced it. Even I have experienced a lot of self-doubts. And there were so many people already telling me that, you know, it's not a good idea to leave your job. You shouldn't leave your job, and et cetera. And always I was also having some self-doubts. What if I will not able to make it and everything? But there's one thing which I have always seen about myself. I always consider the worst case scenario of everything. So even in my childhood, I remember there was times when I used to scared a lot, you know, I don't know, like watching a horror movie or something. I used to get scared a lot, but I was so much scared that my mind only gave the solution to me that, okay, let's analyze the worst case scenario. And the worst case scenario of anything can happen is your final death. Okay. I think the worst case scenario or the worst human can scared is of your own death. And I get to know that when I compare with these small incidents happening in life, you know, we got scared. So I always think and laugh that I'm not dying anyway, right? And if I'm not dying, then what's the point of worrying so much? If this project failed, if this thing didn't work, I always have an option to go back and do job. And even exactly. if not job, I am from IIT, okay? I am graduated. I'm so much like academically strong that I can always go and teach students. I can at least teach 10 and 12 students, and I can at least earn decent living. So even if the worst case happens, there's nothing like I'm going to die, or, you know, there's like the whole city got burned out or something like that. So there's no point of worrying of not doing things and having second doubts and, you know, second thoughts, that thing. So I think this is number one thing that helped me then. And another thing of overcoming now, what helped me is I work a lot on mindset. I watch a lot of videos on mindset content, and I'm following mindset coaches. So I think the foundational root causes, if you will get clarity on it, then you yourself will become a lot clarity in thoughts, and then you don't doubt or these or that stuff. Then it only just words. Once you got clarity on how humans behave, on how our brain work, you know, all these things, then it's very common. Then you will not get these old thoughts. Yeah.
Perfect. Exactly. Clarity is important. Moving on. There's always these complaints from friends and family, to the people who are working, and so someone like you, I'm sure you're busy with your, you know, coaching and your blogging. So how do you take out time to spend with your friends and family?
So previously it was an issue, but now though in COVID, I'm living at my home only. I'm living with my family. So there's no problem with family at all. Yeah, but when it comes to friends, there's anyway restriction because of COVID. Else though, it's not a big thing. I always try to visit them. Like, we can make some trip or some plan at least once or twice a year. Other than that, I can have video calls with them, or, you know, normal just calls. And another thing is, everybody is anyway busy in their life, so we don't get anyway, you know, that much time. But yeah, once a month, or you know, at least twice a year you can visit, or once a month you can talk. So this much I think everybody can do it. There's not, like, even in job also it's very hectic. So I think in business there's nothing very different. Maybe after, when I scaled it, I have time problem, but I don't think, because then also I have a team with myself. So yeah, I don't think that this has ever been problem. And also with this working growth and with this working mindset, I have now very less friends. I don't, like in college, there were so many and we used to time pass a lot, but now I have very, very few friends. So it's really take a very little time to manage them.
Great. That's good to hear. Moving on, we have a rapid fire round for you. So without any further ado, let's get started. So name your favorite movie and book.
Favorite movie or book? Okay, so favorite book, I think I have read a lot of books. I can't remember one, but I will tell my first book only, Rich Dad and Poor Dad, because it changed my whole perception about wealth and money. And the favorite movie, I think I can say Queen. I have watched a lot of it. So yeah.
Great, great choices. If your life was a book, what would you name the title of that book?
If my life were a book, so the title can be Unleashing You.
Unleashing You, that sounds really great. Moving on, what is your best life advice, motto, or a favorite quote?
I think, yeah, I put that status also, that people underestimate what they can do in one life and overestimate what they can do in one day.
Beautiful. Name your favorite author.
Author, no, I randomly read books, so I don't have any favorite author.
Right, I completely get you. Any series that you're binge watching right now?
Right now, though, I'm just watching movies, but I do like Friends a lot. Like, I watched it a lot rapidly and so much.
Friends is an all-time favorite, that there's no denying it. Three things that you can't live without?
Three things. I think one can be phone only, because we all are so much addicted with our phones. Right. Then second, I can say water. And third, I can say chocolates.
Great. That was the end of the rapid fire round. And you answered really well. Those were some great answers. Moving on, if as a business coach, if you have to give any advice, what would it be to the people who want to start their own business? Like, what advice would you give them?
I think, see, whatever you are doing right now, it's okay. You can start anything with that only. Just prioritizing some hours. Don't just overthink of leaving the job or, you know, having like so many big thoughts. Because I've seen this as a huge problem in people. They overthink too much. They become a palace of things in their head. And that's why they can't take any little action also. So why not just take a little action? Like, if you want to open a business, okay, what you want to do? If you want to open an e-commerce, okay, then go have a shop on Shopify, just set up an Instagram page, you know, just start with it. Even with little investment, like 5,000 or 10,000, you can literally have a good business. You can start at least something. So I think starting and taking actions is something which people should do more and more, rather than overthinking and, you know, making a palace of things. Like, if I'm watching Elon Musk, I'll just instantly start comparing myself with Elon Musk. And that's the problem with everyone. But actually, you have to understand that there's a huge gap between you and Elon Musk anyway. So you have to start with little things, and definitely with time and progress, you can be Elon Musk one day, but not right now. You have to start taking little actions first. So I think just taking actions and implementing small actions also can be very good. And people really, really underestimate 1 hour work of daily. If you'll just do 1 hour work daily and anything you like a passion project or anything, you can literally see a lot of growth and progress in 1 year after that.
Right, exactly. I think people are most afraid to, you know, just take the action, you know, they just need that little push.
Action taking is very, very little in people. And the real motivation is, like, you can read 1,000 books, you can watch a lot of things, but, you know, at the end, you only have to take action. Nobody can do that for you. So that's at the end in our hands.
Right, exactly. So as we come to the end of our podcast, I have one final question for you. For example, if I'm a person who wants to start a business, or if I'm thinking of starting a business, when exactly am I supposed to approach you or your business? Do you have any particular time frame in mind, or what do you suggest? How should I go about it?
So basically, currently, though, previously I don't have a website, but now I have a website. And anyway, I'm very, very active on social media. So I always tell them that, you can DM me on Instagram or on LinkedIn. So now though, I have a website also. So there are literally forms for every services. So if somebody want to, have my service, they can just fill up the form, and then we can have a call, and then we discuss, and I try to understand their business more, and then we craft a customized plan for them. So even if somebody is starting out, or even if somebody is in mid stage, I can help on different levels to everyone. But to reach out to me, I'm very active on social media. So I always prefer and say everyone that you can always DM me on Instagram. Anyway, also, if you want to be in connect or in touch with me. So yeah.
Right. Great. With that, we come to the end of our podcast. And it was a really interesting conversation that we had today. So thank you so much, Krati. You guys should also go and check out her business page and her blog page. They're amazing, and I've read some great reviews about it. So I'll link them down below, and please go check it out. You can follow Krati Agarwal under the username of KratiAgarwal95 on Instagram. You can also follow GirlUpAurum on GirlUp.Aurum on Instagram. So thank you so much for listening. Until next time. Bye-bye.